of the same age, of neighboring quarters, they will join, they will feast, procession, sankirtan, everything in my initiate form, and my father will be spent. He will not hesitate. Yeah? But therefore my father's friends used to joke, the Rathayatra ceremony is going on at your home, and you do not invite us. What is this? Father's reply, they are all children playing. Oh, children playing, you are inviting us by the name of children. But it was regular procession. And for 8 days, there was feasting.
That was the same time as the big procession.
Huh?
That was the same time as the big procession?
Yes. During the Rathayatra festival, 8 days, 8 different varieties of pushta. My mother would cook and offer to Jagannath. Daily bhoga arati, decoration in flowers. It was regular.
What did the cart look like?
Huh?
What did the rot cart look like? Just a miniature of the 140?
That I can give you, Jagannath. I mean,
yeah.
I planned it, I remember perfectly.
What about, did the girls participate?
Huh?
Did the small girls?
The small guys did participate. One or two.
How many boys were there?
Not less than a dozen. And then public we gathered.
Mm-hmm.
So it was regular procession. Not very big. Everyone knew there was children just playing.
Did they play
it? I used to decorate myself painting with color. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a diagram of it. Following, this is the idea.
So this was did not solid inside, whether you could see through.
No, there are many columns, 16 columns. Supposing.
Like the rough part here, the columns, the wooden.
Yeah, no, here there is not column.
This was horse.
Yeah. Wooden horse.
This is driver.
Yeah.
What kind of clothing did the boys wear? Did you wear?
No, ordinary.
Just shorts?
No, ordinary, yes. Dhoti and shirt.
Dhoti and shirt.
Someone without any shirt, because it is summer season.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no particular dress.
And were there instruments you were playing?
Yes, and this coal kapra, and the jazz. Where is our first Pandit Mahan? The car also,
When you did deity worship as a child,
yes.
How did you do?
I will imitate the Brahmins and my father.
With the lamp and the incense and
everything complete. Mm-hmm. I perform arati and offer prasada. Radha Govinda deity, they will alter, decorated, small deity, daily changing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Offering the mission, everything.
will the rock ceremony go on in the court of Radha Govinda temple, in the courtyard?
No, that was there. That was there, separate. I was doing in my, but I was imitating how the worship is going on there.
So with the rock cart, was that going on in the courtyard, Radha Govinda?
Yes, yes. First courtyard. From the road, the chapel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just inside.
Yeah, inside and stay for some time, then again, chapel, go away. Our house was, you know, the Malik house?
Yeah.
That was also Malik house, our. Yeah. Our number was 151. And in the middle, there was 153. And their house is 155. Have you written anything about that article?
Yes, I'm just finishing editing it.
All right. That's all. Then you shall send it out. Yeah.
So part of the movie, it calls for either some narration by yourself, or it calls for some narration, either by yourself or by someone else.
Someone else can narrate.
We wanted to describe the deity worship, why we're worshipping deities.
Because my father was worshipping, and we were always going to that Malik's Radha Govinda temple, that festival. We are practically the same family. He was known as one of the children of Malik family. Other never heard my guilt know that I was belonging to that family. Because the house in which we are living, that belonged to the Malik family.
Yes.
One partner.
I saw that beautiful room, a very aristocratic room, with nice chandeliers and glass.
Now they are reduced. Otherwise, they are the most aristocratic family of Calcutta. Kashinath Malik. There are roles and names, Kashinath Malik name. They belong to the house where we are living. That was Kashinath Malik's second brother. Second brother. So, his wife was living, and she was a distant relative, grandmother of me. So she had no children, so we were living. Some relatives were living.
So we wanted to explain to the, in the movie, to people in general, how the deity worship is authorized, how it's not worshipping just stone, how the deity is actually Krishna himself, things like this.
Krishna and Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, they're all the same. That we know in principle.
Also, we wanted to give some very brief explanation of your past, how you were attached to Krishna from the very beginning of your life, how your friends offered you intoxication.
That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Chichinana Simhadam Dehi Dhuva Bhrashtu Sanjaya. It has come from previous life. therefore I was given the opportunity to take bath in that family, Krishna appreciation. And my father was a great Vaishnava. So Sushila and Srimata, both things were confirmed. My father was Sushi. And although I did not belong to that family, but I was born in that Aishwarya family. And I was raised among them. So that confirms. This Krishna consciousness is coming from previous life. And some very authorized astrologers said that in my previous life I was a physician. And I did not commit any sinful act. He said that. The only, if it is taken as sinful, I killed some snakes for medicinal purpose. Otherwise I did not commit anything. He said that. And it is right because I had tendency in my childhood play to imitate a physician. And I keep some medicine and my friends would come and feel that pulse and give some medicine. This one my play, I remember. Some powder. No, please, very small child. So I play that I play myself come and spend and they sang. I did them some medicine.
And still he's giving medicine.
Yes, I was doing medicinal business. I was appointed Dr. Bose's private general manager.
But still you're giving medicine, you're giving Krishna medicine.
Yes. But also, I know to prepare so many medicines. Actually, all allopathic medicine I can prepare. I really lost some. What is that? If they are written in the book, I can prepare. So that confirmed my previous life also.
We wanted to include some very brief notes on your family. You had some family life.
My father was a businessman. He was doing business. Although you are living the most aristocratic family, my father was middle class. In those days, about 500 rupees income, so it's not very much. But 70 years ago, 500 rupees meant nowadays 20 times. Everything has gone up. 10 times, 20 times. We are purchasing at that time. Rice. My father had always, there must be full stock of rice. At least for 6 months. Rice and flour and ghee and potato, full stock. So, we had no difficulties. Everything was sumptuous, my father's life.
What about your family after you were married?
They're still there in Calcutta. A sannyasi does not require the history of Freemasonry. And summary as I want to give.
We wanted to include like this, some very brief history of your, that you were in some business, of your meeting with your Guru Maharaj.
That is already explained in this.
Yes. Yes. So it is all right to include all these.
1922, I met my Guru Maharaj. And 1933, I was officially initiated. Then Guru Maharaj passed away in 1936. And he asked me, 15 days before his passing away, that you preach in English language in those countries. That will be your group and the person, small song you preach daily. It was his last instruction to me.
That was 15 days?
15 days before his passing. Mm-hmm. He passed away in 1936, December 30th. And that letter was written 13 December 1936.
Didn't he say something right away after he met you personally?
Yes. He said that taken a while, I would do things so many times. At that time I was congressman, non-corporator. I gave up my education, but I was appointed manager. I stopped my education in 1920, and then 21, I was appointed manager in Gosha 7th Street. Then 1923, I resigned the post. I was appointed the agent, Northern India. Then my business flourished. Like anything. I started my own level 3 in Lucknow, in Padmasri, in Allahabad. It was very successful business. Everyone knew me. The chemical business. Then, 1933, I was initiated. This was gradually, I came in contact in university. And Guru Maharaj, in 1935, all my god brothers were meeting in Bombay. So I was living outside the mosque. So they requested that however we said it, my noble soul, why he should live outside the mosque. Purposely I was living outside. I had my business office. I was living with my two children. Family was in Calcutta. So Guru Maharaj said, it is better to live a little outside and we'll do the necessity automatically and live for some time, he said. So I could not understand what he meant by that. But it means that he was confident that this boy, in due course of time, will take on this matter. He says this very well. In due course of time, he will take things rightly. And it is better now to leave it to the past one.
Yes, the premonition.
And then in 1936, he passed away. And he left his leg for the ladies. So I was thinking, what should I do? Of course, I took up this missionary idea. Actually, it's fine in 1922 because we are trained now to some extent by our family tradition. So one of my friends took me to work this down to first of the time. In 1922. But that one I could understand that here is a person who is actually doing the missionary activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because we were Vaishnava family. My father was Vaishnava, my grandfather was Vaishnava. We are all Vasipara, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, my family family. So, at that time I could understand that here is a scientific person who is trying very nicely. So, he asked me to join immediately. But at that time I was family now. 1921, my first child was born. I was married in 1918, during student time. I was a good time college student. So I was thinking how to do. So in 1944 I started this Back to God.
From Calcutta.
I was practically distributing. I spent it. In those days, 300 rupees, 400 rupees was a large amount, but I was spending somehow or other from my business. And practically it was being distributed. You have seen some of the copies?
I saw some of the old copies.
And in this way, gradually, things changed. I wanted to become a very big businessman and earn money and spend for this business. But that was not very successful. So, in 1950, I retired practically. Not retired, but little in touch with business, whatever is going on there. Then 1954, I gave up collection with my family. I went to Jhansi. There I got a very big building. So I wanted to start a the missionary activities under the name of the League of Devotees.
I saw your prospect, your old prospect.
Yes. It's a registered. And that was a very nice building. Somebody gave me. Then the governor of the province, the Munshi, K. Munshi, his wife had an association of the woman. She wanted that house. So the governing circle, they began to press him to leave their son to the proprietor. So I was speaking, all my friends, they say that we don't go out, we shall help. Then I thought that their government support, they will, if they give pressure, how can we fight with them? That was not a very nice place, Nancy. Although the building was first class. That building is still there. Then my father he stopped fighting with them, let me go to Vrindavan. Then he said, see. So I too went to Vrindavan. And then in 1956, no, I left 54 and 56, I was living with my god brothers. Then I started again. In the meantime, for some years, 2-3 years, back to God I was stopped. Then I started again in Delhi. You have seen my Delhi, Radha Krishna temple.
I went to one place that you stayed at.
Yes.
Near,
Juma Masjid.
Something, yeah.
Yes. So I was staying in Vrindavan in a very nice place. Then this Radha Damodar temple man, they called me, let why don't you come, be here. We give you 2 rooms. You just repair and leave here. Whatever you like can be. So I thought it is Jiva Goswami's prayer. Otherwise, living in a very big palace, Kesibhat, for 7 years. Then I came to have a temple. So I was writing Bhagavata, back to Godhead, and printing. In Delhi, in this way, when some books I prepared, then I can tell it. And after coming in, everything, you know.